It became apparent to us, Esmeralda was a lot of personality for a ghost pirate. We could see her through inner vision laughing and talking, and she was very attracted to Mr. Jones. In fact, she was sitting right between Mr. Jones and Mrs. Jones, and so right away the thought occurred to us, well, my goodness, did Esmeralda push Mrs. Jones down just because she was so attracted to Mr. Jones? But we didn't feel that she had done that because we didn't get any feeling that she was dangerous at all. She was more like a happy, carefree, laughing, happy-go-lucky kind of ghost pirate, and very beautiful too, well-dressed, and you know, you can imagine how she looked, imagine how a lady pirate looks, and that's how Esmeralda looked. She had black hair, she had dark skin, she was Caucasian, and she just had really fiery eyes, big brown beautiful eyes, and we could see her perfectly clearly with our inner vision, our third eye vision. We could see her, and she was touching Mr. Jones so much that he could feel her all over the right side of his body. And so just as we were getting used to Esmeralda and talking about her, discussing her, and just getting used to the idea that there was a sixth person present, and it was a ghost who was one with us, we then began to see some other visitors who were coming into our circle. And one was a little girl who had a torn dress, and just as we were describing her and getting used to her and how she looked, she suddenly said she had to go, she had to get the nuns to sew her dress together. And so our impression of her was that she was a ghost, but she didn't know it, so she was completely unaware. But while at the same time, our impression of Esmeralda was that she knew she was a ghost. And so then the next person who came into the circle was a tall, thin young man named Abraham. He says his name was Abraham, and he was from Greece. So he seemed to be also aware that he was a ghost. So we had a little discussion going about, well, you could be a ghost and know it, or you could be a ghost and not know it. So it was beginning to be sort of an educational session, and it went on this way probably for 2 hours. And a lot of it was interaction with these ghosts, and a lot of it was just our discussing what it might be like to be a ghost, just based on our experiences that we were gaining right at that moment.